The coronavirus has already had a major impact on the entertainment industry. Movies like Peter Rabbit 2 and the latest James Bond film, No Time to Die, which were due to open in the next month, have had their openings delayed. The Coachella Music Festival is also postponed until October, and there may be more to come. Joining us now to talk about the turmoil in Hollywood over COVID-19 is John Horn, host of KPCC's The Frame. Hi, John.
Hey there.
So films moving their premiere dates just a few weeks before they're supposed to premiere, it sounds pretty drastic. Is this unprecedented?
It is in my memory, and I think we're pretty early into the story so far. So let me just give you some numbers right now, and it's really about the kind of global marketplace for the movie business. Last year, ticket sales outside the United States were $30.8 billion, which is almost triple what they were in North America, United States and Canada. And here are the top three markets outside the United States. China, last year, $9.3 billion. Japan, $2.4 billion. South Korea, $1.6 billion. So all of those markets are either essentially closed or empty right now. And the most conservative estimates I've seen is that that means the U.S. studios have lost about $2 billion in box office revenues, and that could get higher because movies either aren't coming out or they're coming out and nobody is going to see movies outside the country.
So we talked about those two movies that have moved back their premiere date. Is anybody going to be coming out with movies in the meantime?
Certainly movies are going to come out in the States, and for the time being, I mean, we'll see how long that lasts. The real question is, if you can't get an international release date, I mean, 70,000 theaters in China are closed, then you're really not that smart releasing your film in the States alone. So there's films like Mulan. We talked about the James Bond movie. If you can't get anybody to go see them outside the United States, then you're really kind of wasting money.
Do you expect U.S. theaters to start closing?
I think that's really the next question. I mean, I think people are really starting to reconsider what it means to be out in public with a lot of other people. And I think that's why you've seen things like the Coachella Music Festival, South by Southwest cancel. It's not just that, you know, people who are coming, companies, musical artists, films, that they're nervous about coming. It's about the guests and the spectators. Would you want to go to Coachella and be with a quarter of a million other people in close proximity? The answer is no. And would you want to go to a movie theater, even if it's relatively safe?
Anyone who's ever seen the end of a movie in the credits knows how many people go into making a movie. What are the knock-on effects of all of this for the industry in general? I imagine that stars are not traveling around to their premieres at the moment. And of course, there are all those people behind the scenes who make these movies happen.
I think that's a really good question. So when a movie comes to town, let's just make up a number and say it's a $10 million budgeted film. It's not just that $10 million, it's the people who are coming to town, who are going to restaurants, who are renting cars, hotel rooms. So if you cancel a movie, you cancel a festival, it's not just, you know, the ticket sales and the paychecks, it's all of the other money that's spent in and around an event or a production like that.
John, are there any winners in this? And by that I mean companies that offer streaming, Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, Roku, people are going to be in their houses more often. They're going to be watching those kinds of things.
I think absolutely. And if you look at the performance of certain stocks, you would see that Netflix, compared to the overall market, is up 25% compared to the broader market overall. And then if you look at Netflix compared to, say, the Walt Disney Company, it's doing 40% better. So at least in terms of how Wall Street is judging the prospects of these companies, certainly, you know, investors are saying streaming seems like a much better play than a company that's running, you know, cruise ships and theme parks.
John, one more thing, and it's kind of incredible that I'm asking you this question last, and it just goes to show how important the coronavirus is in terms of its impact on Hollywood. But we got a sentence today for Harvey Weinstein, 23 years in prison after being convicted of two felony sex crimes. Are you surprised by the severity of that verdict?
It's certainly very close to the high end of the sentencing guideline range. Harvey Weinstein's defense lawyers had argued for something closer to 5 years. And I think what's important to remember is that this is based on essentially the rape and assault of two women. But the judge and everybody else knows there are dozens and scores of other victims of Harvey Weinstein. And while he was not convicted for assaulting those other women, it was factored into his sentence. I think it's a stunning verdict. And I think we also have to stop and remember the women who testified against them. These women felt threatened. I think he threatened them, and they knew their careers might be over if they talked. And they were very brave to confront Harvey Weinstein, and he would not be behind bars for 20 years had they not come forward.
That is John Horn, host of KPCC's The Frame. John, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.